Welcome, everybody, to True Crime Primetime. I'm your host, Max. Now, today, on today's episode, we have a very shocking, but also non-shocking, relatively shocking case. When I read this, I was like, there is no way a six-year-old boy could shoot somebody. But when you're in the predisposition of having guns around you, of course, it's bound to happen. It's America, right? Children, access to guns, bam, wow. I was like, okay, this is shocking, but also not shocking, but also, like, how in the world does a little boy kill a six-year-old girl? Like, there's no way, right? Well, it happened, so that's what we're gonna talk about today. So our story here today begins in the town of Mount Morris Township, Michigan. Michigan. Now, when I think of Mount Morris Township, Michigan, I've never been to Michigan in my life. I don't know what Michigan is like. I've only seen geographical pictures of it on a map where you can see all the states of the United States of America. So I have only a small judgment on Michigan. Now, but when I read Mount Morris Township, I think of a small town in the rural mountainside of Michigan. Now, I don't know if there are any mountains in Michigan. I could be wrong, but that's what I think of, because township kind of like reads mountains, mount. It's just an assumption. I could be wrong. I don't know. Anyways, so basically it takes place in Mount Morris Township, Michigan, which to me sounds like a rural area. But anyways, so the victim's name was Kayla Renee Rowland, who was born May 12, 1993, and died, unfortunately, February 29th of 2000, which is not that far from now. If you think about it, we're in 2022. So if you subtract the 2022 from 2020, you get what I mean. 2000, it was a decade ago. And I think the reason that I found this story the most shocking is because it involves a six-year-old girl and a six-year-old boy. And when you think of six-year-olds, you don't think of six-year-olds carrying weapons around, you know, especially to school. So they were going to elementary school together. You know, they were classmates in Buell Elementary School in the district of Beecher Community. And so the way this boy found his gun, I think, is ultimately not shocking to me, but also the reason why I was kind of assuming that he lived in a rural area, because he found the gun inside of his uncle's house. Now, it wasn't just like a regular house. Like, when you think of a house, you think, oh, a nice family with loving and caring parents. No. This kid lived with his uncle in a drug house. Now, the drug house had like weapons laying all around. So when you put a kid in the disposition of weapons, of course, this kid, if he's going through a lot of things, is gonna think, okay, well, I can use this weapon to antagonize everybody else and get rid of my anger, because I'm in the position of having a weapon and I don't know what it does, I don't know how to work this thing, but I'm gonna use it because I have the disposition. Sorry. Jesus. Sometimes I can't speak. Okay, I'm sorry, I get really excited. Now, you might be asking, like, why did this guy have just, like, random weapons all over his house? Well, the weapons that he had were because he was trading them in for drugs. He would, like, ask for weapons in exchange for drugs. Meanwhile, this six-year-old little boy is living with him in his house. That's why they called it the drug house, because he was trading these weapons for drugs while this little kid was literally living with him. And of course, like, I had no idea of this case, but it apparently was worldwide. It had worldwide attention because of how young the little girl was and the little boy. And I have never seen it, but it was one of the youngest school shootings in the United States until, of course, you know, the one that we had in 2012, which was very unfortunate. But I'm not gonna talk about the gun laws. But anyways, so the way this little girl died, I think, was very sad. The cause of death was presumably cardiac arrest from the shooting, because the weapon had fired and the bullet like, transpired right close to the heart. So when it hit the heart, she started going into cardiac arrest. And, oh my God, I cannot. That's just so terrifying and so sad, especially because she was 6 years old. I can't even imagine what the parents have gone through. And so the elementary school actually closed after this happened. It closed in 22. So the shooting happened in 2000. So the school was shut down in 22. And it's been like, this young little boy wasn't charged with murder because of his age. Which, I mean, is understandable. This is a 6 year old boy who had the predisposition of weapons around him and like drugs. And It's so strange because I personally think that it doesn't matter if you're 6 years old, he should have at least gone to some sort of juvenile retention center and then maybe had some time there. A correctional facility for adults, no, but a juvenile detention center, yes, for sure. I don't know what this boy went through, but if you're living in a drug house with your uncle, I'm pretty sure you're gonna need some mental rehab for whatever was going on in there. Because if you look at the backstory of this, like, first grader, his father was Dietrich Owens. He was in jail for violating his parole, and he was convicted of possession of cocaine with the intent to deliver and steal. So imagine that. Of course, you're in this environment that predisposes you to like violent and criminal activity. And so it's said that the boy was living with his mother, Tamaria, and his 8-year-old brother. But then she was evicted from her home because she wasn't able to pay the rent, which was $175 from, you know, whatever the case was. And so she like worked as programs, and the boys had to share a sofa with their, you know, they shared a sofa in their uncle's house, the home, you know, where his uncle lived with a 19-year-old man. And like I said, their house was a crack house where guns were traded for drugs. And you have this like young baby and this teen and then their father, and then you have the history, and oh my God. So it was also known that he had behavioral problems and was made to stay after school almost every day for swearing, giving people the finger, pinching and hitting. So like I said, you are in this environment where your father is in jail because he had possession of cocaine and he was like a drug addict or whatever. You come from this like broken environment, of course you're gonna have behavioral issues. And if this kid isn't taken into like therapy to have CBT done or some other sort of behavioral correction, then it's gonna spiral down into what happened. So yeah, he like, before the school shooting, he stabbed a girl with a pencil. A 7-year-old girl with a pencil, because he's just like this aggressive little boy, just because, you know, he could. And he also punched a boy because he wouldn't give him a pickle. And you don't just punch people because they don't want to give you something, you know what I mean? So it's insane. And then, okay guys, this kid had already attacked Kayla Rowland before, and on the day before she was murdered, he tried to kiss her and then she rejected him. And this goes back to like the whole three reasons why people kill. It's revenge, greed, or jealousy, which I'll call it RGJ, but it's GRJ is better, whatever. So it's like revenge, greed, or jealousy. And so I think he ultimately ended up killing her because he felt enraged And for a 6-year-old boy to feel enraged, like, this is a first grader, but he's already had behavioral issues. So this guy, this little man, is enraged that this girl rejected him. And then what happens? He takes a gun from his crack house uncle's place and then shoots her because he doesn't know how to regulate his emotions. And of course, kids and teenagers already don't know how to regulate their emotions. So when you add in the environmental issues and the behavioral problems and then the constitutional place that they're staying, of course, that would lead to the shooting. And so on the day of the shooting, the boy and his brother got into a fight and the boy threatened to shoot. So we're getting there. So on the day of the shooting, the boy brought a gun, right? The gun, it's a 32 caliber, and he brought not only a gun, but also a knife with him to school. And so during that day, during this change of classes, he shot Kayla in the presence of a teacher and like 22 other little kids, and they were moving up the stairs. So as he was like in this enraged moment, he literally looked at her and said, "I don't like you," and then shot her. And they didn't put this kid in jail, like, not, you know, not a facility, but a juvenile detention center. They didn't put this kid in a juvenile detention center. I don't know if he's been arrested or not as of lately, because they don't mention his name. They just call him Unknown Boy. I think a lot of these kids, when they commit a crime, they get a name change, and so it's hard to find out who they were because of their protection of identity, which is stupid. Because if you're gonna commit a crime, you're an idiot. But anyways, so he shot this girl and he was like, "I don't like you." And the bullet actually entered her right arm and then traveled through the arteries, which later caused a cardiac arrest. She was announced dead at 10:29 at the Hurley Medical Center in cardiac arrest. And then he threw the gun into a basket, a trash can, and ran to a restroom. And he was found in there, in the corner, by a teacher. And then he was taken into police custody after that. And he was held in custody at the Guinness County Family Independence Agency, and they were like trying to determine what they would do with him. And him and his two younger siblings were placed to live with a nun at the time of that. And I was just like, okay, I'm still not understanding why they didn't actually place this kid into a juvenile detention center. I understand that he's 6 years old, but if you have a kid with behavioral issues and he does this and he gets a name change to protect his identity, you know he's gonna do it again down the line in the future. Because when you have anger problems, you can go to anger management, but honestly, to kill somebody, I don't know. That's kind of sus. It's kind of sus to me. So yeah, Kayla Rowland was one of the youngest school shooting victims in the United States in the entire history. It surpassed Sandy Hook, and his record was he became the youngest school shooter in the United States, and he was not charged with murder. And of course, in the United States, most 6-year-olds are not liable for crimes they commit. And so that's why he was like, "Nah, you are not going to be charged." So out of pity and sympathy, they were like, "No, you know, yeah." The freaking county, though, called on the citizens to hug the boy. They told the freaking county jail, the correctional, the judge, whatever it's called, called on the citizens to hug the boy out of pity and empathy. And I was just like, you are all stupid. But, you know, in 1893, actually, the U.S. Supreme Court said that children under the age of 7 can't be charged or guilty of a felony or published for any capital offense. So, because they're, you know, incapable of committing a crime. So, I guess that makes sense. But it's also, like, not... It doesn't make sense to me. But, yeah. So, the uncle who owned the pistol was sentenced... For he was actually sentenced, which actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, maybe okay, the kid wasn't charged, but at least the uncle was because he had a crack house, he had weapons. The kid found the weapon in the uncle's house, so the only reason the kid got into the disposition of a 32 caliber pistol was because of the uncle. So I'm glad that he was because the gun was in a shoebox in his bedroom. And he pleaded no contest to involuntary manslaughter, and he spent two years in prison before he was released on probation. So, that's great, right? Isn't that great? Such an interesting but sad story. Such an interesting but sad story. I'm still kind of mad that he wasn't charged, but, you know, I get it. Six-year-olds, okay, makes sense, all right. At least the uncle was charged. I'm happy with that. But I'm not happy that he only got 2 years. Like, what? 2 years? 2 years. Did you guys even, like, check for the drugs? Did you guys even check the weapons? Like, okay. Yeah, well, that's great. Anyways, thank you guys for listening so much to this episode of the podcast. I'm so glad you are here, and stay tuned for the next episode.